Ian Black is at the scene of today's blast. Ian, what can you see?
I'm in a suburb of Damascus called Maidan, which is a fairly ordinary residential area of the city towards the south. And I'm standing under a flyover, the main road that goes into the city. And on the other side, there's a police station. What happened this morning, it appears, is that a single man, a suicide bomber, blew himself up close to two or three buses, mini buses, and one larger one that were carrying policemen and other members of the security forces. The explosion has killed, we're unclear on figures, the numbers keep changing. Initially there were reports of 25 dead, but of those, 10 or 15 were said to be only recognizable as, you know, body parts rather than identifiable individuals. And somebody else has just revised the number down to 9 dead, but I this isn't authoritative. The scene is pretty extraordinary, actually. Ever since I got here maybe an hour and a half ago, there have been very large crowds who are beyond the security forces perimeter, and they're chanting slogans in support of President Assad. You can probably hear them a bit in the background. They're pledging loyalty to the government, to Bashar. They're using the slogan that people will remember from Libya. The slogan goes, Syria, Allah, Bashar, and that's enough. It was a variant of that from Muammar Gaddafi in Libya. It's a very resonant cry. And people are very angry, it has to be said. The scene is pretty grim. The pools of blood still on the pavement. The remains of the suicide bomber are still there, and they can be seen. It's a pretty terrible sight. The authorities have been periodically opening up black plastic bin bags, you would call them, which have human remains in them. It looks like something from the bucket in a butcher shop, you might say. Bringing photographers to take pictures.
Activists have expressed doubts about what happened. They're blaming the regime for staging this in some way. Is there anything that raises your suspicions?
There's nothing I can see here that would support that theory. It's just impossible to say. It's a pretty dreadful scene. There is the remains of a body of a man who appears to have blown himself up, judging from the state of his remains. There's a bit of his head left and feet and not much else. That would be consistent with a suicide bombing. I don't know how that could be fake. I have no idea. It certainly it looks like the aftermath of a suicide bombing. That's all I can say from here. Of course, this is the second attack of its kind. The first one, we remember, was just before Christmas, December the 23rd, I think. That was in a much more security-sensitive environment. This is a very public place, as I say. It's in under a flyover in the middle of a busy residential area. There are said to be civilian casualties. I can't confirm that. I've just spoken to one of the soldiers, I'm sorry, a policeman, a reserve policeman, who was very slightly injured. And he was eating breakfast in a restaurant 50 yards or so away across the road when the explosion occurred. So I can only describe what I see here, and any claims about the government, it's not something that I'm in a position to make any judgment on. Okay, the political environment is a very, very sensitive one.
Thanks very much, Ian. Thanks.
All right.